Well, we try every week during this hour to feature a broad range of creative people. Sometimes it's a bluegrass band. Sometimes it's a 30-person women's barbershop-style chorus. Sometimes it's a group like Cello Fury featuring cellists. And today, we have a gentleman by the name of Phil Cogley. Phil plays a number of different musical instruments and sings, but what is especially different about what you'll hear is he uses a variety of tools to layer music in real time as he creates them. And I think you'll hear it as we play, and we'll also explain some of it as the hour goes on. But now let's get started. Here is Phil Cogley, also known as the Saturday Giant. That was worth waiting for. This is Phil Cogley. Where are you from, Phil?
I'm from Columbus, Ohio.
What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Well, I'm playing a show tonight in Harmony, at the Center of Harmony.
Oh, terrific. Yeah. So I'm glad that we're able to get you here. You don't live in Pittsburgh.
No.
So, oh my gosh, I'm glad you're here, and I appreciate your patience. I counted. There's 12 devices on the floor. There's the drums, and there is another trigger here and another mixer. How did you get into doing this? I sense you're a pretty skilled musician absent these devices. What got you curious about performing this way?
You know, I wanted to be able to tour a lot. I've been touring a whole bunch. Been on the road about 6 months this year. And so I wanted to figure out, you know, a way to, because I happen to think in full band arrangements, I happen to think in these big arrangements, I wanted to figure out a way to do that, but also to not have to deal with coordinating schedules, you know, not have to worry about people getting time off work, that sort of thing. It's just a lot easier when you're one person.
So you get along with everybody in the band.
Oh, we get along so well.
You probably can anticipate each other's moves.
You wouldn't believe, yeah.
Now, is it, I guess, how many years ago did you first try what you're doing, which is, you know, setting up loops and creating them in real time? You have to kind of do that exactly right. How long have you been at it?
When I started, the first time I ever sat down with a loop pedal was about 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I it didn't go very well. And, you know, I kind of came to it with this cavalier attitude, like, oh, I'm a decent musician, I can do this. And then it was really hard because, as you say, the timing has to be really precise and that sort of thing.
Well, yeah, if you make a mistake, a slight mistake, it's, I mean, the beauty is if you do it really well, it's amplified, you know, 100-fold in multiple ways. But if you make any kind of mistake in timbre or tempo, you're in a lot of trouble as it builds, right?
Yeah, well, you'll just keep hearing that mistake. But one thing that, you know, part of being good at this is learning how to cover up mistakes.
Mm.
You know, of course, the ideal scenario is you don't make them to begin with. But invariably, you're going to make some. And so you just have to figure out, you know, how to work around them. And, I mean, the beauty is that nobody knows exactly what it's supposed to sound like except you. So, you know, you've just got to make it work in that moment and roll with it.
Great. Well, let's make it work. Again, I want to be sure we get at least one more song. And in case I don't get a chance to say thank you for your patience.
Oh, no. Thanks for having me.
And for being here. And is the show this evening?
It's tonight, yeah.
Okay, and it's at the Center of Harmony.
Center of Harmony, 7:30 p.m. I believe you can get tickets at thecenterofharmony.com, or you can get them at the door.
Great, and I'll post something on our Facebook page to help you get more information on this. What would you like to do next?
This is a song. Well, so actually I lived in Pittsburgh for a year about, I don't know, how long ago was that, 3-4 years ago? I started to write this song way back then, and then I finally finished it not too long ago. So I'm going to do this. It's called The Times They're Up.
Phil Cogley. I was
Ville Carmen, but oh, Benedict, I give it feeling. Maybe we will find a way to survive. Maybe we will find a way to survive. Maybe we will find a way to survive. Maybe we will find a way to survive.